Jairam, dear sisters and brothers, welcome to yet another segment of Love to Love, coming to you live from the studios of Radio Sai in Prashanthi Nilayam, the spiritual capital of the world. My name is Chandu Vijay, and today we are picking off from our last week's episode on anger management. So don't go away and stay tuned.
Hold on, Sai Ram, say his name, see his form. dark clouds fill your skies, hiding sunshine from your eyes. Say His name, see His form, hold on.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Last week, we spoke about some of the technicalities of anger, what it is, how it comes about, and how we can recognize it. And this week, let us explore some instances in life where it happens and how we can manage anger in these situations. And to get the ball rolling, let's first listen to a short little chinna katha from Bhagwan, and this story is called The Winning Smile. So once it happened that Lord Krishna, Balarama and their friend Satyaki, who were little children at that time, they strayed into a thick jungle all alone by themselves. And then darkness fell and there was no way of reaching Gokulam back. Of course, it was Lord Krishna's leela, because even at that age, he would never do anything without a deep purpose behind it. And the purpose would invariably be teaching someone some good lesson. So they decided to spend the night just where they were. And Lord Krishna very playfully put fright into the other two children with his descriptions of ghosts and ghouls and demons. He said that they roam these areas of the jungle in search of human prey. So he proposed that two of them sleep for 3 hours at a stretch while the other one keeps watch. Now it was Krishna's duty to keep awake and be on the lookout from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Satyaki was to be vigilant from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Then came Balarama's turn, who was to start his part of the duty at 1 a.m. and to keep on till 4 a.m. And then after that, again, it would come back to Lord Krishna. So time went by. Krishna sat from 7 to 10. And then Satyaki sat up at 10. And then Balarama and Krishna, they laid themselves on bed and they went to sleep. Now, meanwhile, a demon actually presented himself before the little Satyaki. But even though he was a little boy, he was very brave. And when the demon attacked him, he resisted heroically, dealing and receiving hammer strokes with fists, with a good deal of clawing and biting in between. And the demon had to retreat at last, leaving Satyaki badly injured. Now, other two brothers were sound asleep. They had not been disturbed in the least by the noise of the encounter. So at 1 o'clock, he awakened Balarama, and he then stretched his body on the heap of leaf as if nothing had happened. Then the demon came again, and this time he invited Balarama for a fight. And fortunately, he had to retreat humiliated, because Balarama too was as fierce as the demon himself, and his blows were even more stronger than Satyaki's. So after the demon retreated, Balarama too curled himself into the bed at 4 a.m. after awakening Lord Krishna. So the demon came again, this time roaring like a wounded tiger, and he advanced furiously at the little divine boy. Now Lord Krishna turned his sweet, charming face at the demon and rewarded him with a lovely smile. And that smile disarmed the demon. And the longer he came under its influence, the weaker became his vengeance and venom. And at last, the demon became as docile as a lamb. And when the other two awoke, they were surprised at the victory that Krishna had won over the demon by the weapon of love. So dear sisters and brothers, what Swami is saying here is that you cannot destroy anger by anger, cruelty by cruelty, hatred by hatred. Anger can be subdued only by forbearance. Cruelty can be overcome only by non-violence. And hatred yields only to charity and compassion. Thank you.
जीवन खुशबू जीता है, सागर सावन देता है, जीना उसका जीना है, जो आलोक जीवन देता है, मधुबन खुशबू देता है। पाए तो बन के दीपक जलता चल, सूरज ना बन पाए तो बन के दीपक जलता चल, फूल मिले या
Listeners, so keeping the advice of Swami in mind, where anger can only be subdued by love, let's take a look at a common situation in life where we usually lose our temper. Well, on the road. You know, very often while we are driving or when we are in traffic, it is so easy to lose our cool. Now, some drivers, they blatantly skip the queue and jump right in the front of us without a warning. Or a young motorcycle driver may try to be a hero and try some stunts on the road. And all of these enrage us as it pushes our buttons and tests our patience. So what can we do when we find ourselves in a situation like this, especially with nowhere to go and no way to voice our opinions as you are inside a car behind the wheel? Now, one simple anger management tip is to take deep breaths. Breathing helps to calm the mind and let out negative emotions. So if you find yourself in such a situation, take few deep breaths and remain calm. Everyone is bound to feel the same way as you do on the road, restless, frustrated and eagerly waiting to get home. Now remember that everything is only a reflection of yourself. So the external manifestation is simply a reflection of what is within yourself. So try to focus on remaining calm and at peace, and similarly the surrounding will reflect the same. Now, you might say, now this is not very easy when you are stuck on a traffic jam on the road. Well, dear listeners, here is another suggestion if you are having difficulty calming yourself by breathing. Listen to the divine voice. I know many people who choose to listen to Swami's discourses, interviews or stories when they're on the road. Just download some from Radio Sai or fire up the Radio Sai app on your smartphone and keep yourself focused on the Lord. Let Swami's voice remind you of His presence even in the most trying of situations.
No egoism, no egoism.
dear listeners, one important thing is how you react once you have experienced an anger-provoking situation can have a very big impact on how angry you feel and how long will it last. Actually, anger can increase if you respond to it with any of the three following things. Now, these are the don'ts of anger. That is, bottling it up, getting defensive, or lashing it out. You know, a lot of people deal with anger by just avoiding saying anything and walking away. Now, this way of managing anger is usually not very effective. This is because the problem doesn't go away, and when you think about what happened, you will find yourself getting more and more angry. And over time, this anger can turn into resentment. You can also feel discouraged and worse about yourself. So the first don't is don't bottle your anger up. Now, another common way of trying to deal with anger is by getting defensive. Now, if you react too quickly, you can come across as bitter, hostile, and unapproachable. And finally, many people just lash out. Now, dear listeners, physical or verbal aggression is the worst possible way to respond to a situation. Aggressive acts are always impulsive, and you will most certainly regret it later. So this will lead to negative consequences for everyone involved, and it most certainly doesn't solve anything in the long run.
Father, I adore. give me hope when all around was lost, and I could see no point in trying. Why, I saw love passing by me. You came into my life, you came into my life. I look around and what I had is gone. Now I finally found what I've been missing. The road I traveled is so clear. Since you came into my life, you came into my life.
Welcome back, dear sisters and brothers. So how can you respond to anger-provoking situations? Now, what if someone blames you for something that is not your fault, or things do not go the way you expected it to, at work or at home? Now, a common situation to all of us where this happens is issues with customer service. Now, I can think of many situations this can happen in. For example, with our mobile network providers, right? Suddenly you see that you have been billed for things you never asked for, and then you call up the network provider and then you start shouting at them. Or things related to banking, or maybe one of the most common nowadays is online shopping. You order for something, something else turns up. Or you order for something and then it gets delayed and delayed, and then one day you lose your cool. So it is so easy to lose our cool in these situations and direct all that negative energy towards the person holding the line on the other end. Now the question here boils down to this. How can we be assertive without being aggressive? So being assertive does not mean behaving aggressively to get your point across. Genuine assertiveness is about respecting yourself, respecting others, and learning how to communicate your feelings honestly and with care. You communicate your needs without hurting others. Now, how do you do that? So here are some tips. First tip is think carefully before you speak. You know, think before saying something that you may regret. If you need help organizing your thoughts, you can write out a letter or make a list of things that you would like to say to help so that you stick only to the issue at hand. Second tip, avoid blaming. You know, to say things like, use things, words like, I feel, I think, I need, and so forth to help you express your feelings without blaming the other person. These kind of statements, they help you focus on what actually happened and on your reactions to the situation and not the other person. Third tip, never say never. You know, when people are angry, it is easy to take things to extremes. So that's why it's best to avoid using words as always and never when you're talking about yourself. For example, if you say things like, you never call me back on time, or you never say I look nice. So this implies that there is no way to solve the problem. Next tip, do not hold a grudge. So when people do things that make you angry, let them know how you feel and let the anger go. Because holding on to anger eats away at you and it sours your outlook on life. Remember that even the best relationships include disappointments and frustrations. And the final tip, dear sisters and brothers, is use humor. Because laughter can help release tension. Using humor can include imagining silly situations in order to lighten your mood or making a joke to create laughter and break the tension. Now, here you have to be extremely careful to avoid sarcasm, though it is a way of expressing anger indirectly, but it can make things much worse.
Anandabaludai Kanagumputo Adukonagavache Ramachandrude Ramachandrudai Tanavantulanu Kanugonagavache
Money. మనిషిని మాధవుని చేయ మహినే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుని ఎంత ప్రేమయో మనిషిని మాధవుని చేయ మహినే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవానుక ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవానుని ఎంత ప్రేమయో ఈశ్వరాంబముత్తు బిడ్డడై నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరాంబముత్తు బిడ్డడై నడయాడే శ్రీనివాసుడై ఈశ్వరుడే అవతరించి పవిత్ర భారతాన ఎంత పుణ్యమో మనదెంత పుణ్యమో సత్య సాయి దర్శింప జన్మ ధన్యమో మనిషిని మాధవుని చేయ మహినే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి ఎంత ప్రేమయో సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాను తగదనుచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతము స్థాపించ మతం పేర కులం పేర మత్సరాను తగదనుచు మానవతను బోధించి ప్రేమ మతము స్థాపించ సంభవామి యుగే యుగే అని చాడిన రీతిగా సంభవామి యుగే యుగే అని చాటిన రీతిగా
అవతరించను ఆర్తజనుల ఆదుకొనగా
నీదు ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణము నీదు సన్నిధి మాకు పెన్నిధి నీదు ప్రేమే మాకు ప్రాణము తల్లి నీవే తండ్రి నీవే తల్లి నీవే తండ్రి నీవే దాదవు మనిషిని మాధవుని చేయ మహినే స్వర్గము గమాచ మాధవుడే అవతరించ సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి సత్య సాయి భగవాను ఎంత ప్రేమయో స్వామికి
సాయి బాబా బాబా
Welcome back, dear listeners. So here is another little story. There was once a little boy who had a bad temper. So his father gave him a bag of nails and told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the back of the fence. So the first day, this boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. But over the next few weeks, as he learned to control his anger, the number of nails hammered gradually decreased. And because he discovered that it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. So finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. He told his father about it, and the father suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to control his temper. So days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his father that all the nails had been pulled out of the fence. Now the father took his son by the hand and led him to the fence. He said, "You have done well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same again. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar just like this hole in the fence. You can put a knife in a man and draw it out. It will not matter how many times you say, 'I'm sorry,' the wound is still there. And a verbal wound is bad as a physical one. So therefore Swami says, it is said that if you cut down a tree, it could still sprout. Or if a piece of iron were broken in two, a blacksmith could repair it. But if you were to break a heart with venomous words, it would not be possible to ever make it whole again. Words can cause endless troubles, and they can give boundless joy. You should therefore be most careful that your word you use should not give pain to others. Never hurt other person's feeling. One day, the words you have used will come back to you. So always use the words that are sweet and good."
Just a little boy, I knew I was here to laugh and enjoy. I asked my daddy, "What does it mean to pray?" He said, "If you're feeling bad, just close your eyes and say, 'I am God, living in the moment as love.' Oh yeah, I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. Once upon a time, I knew a little girl. She asked her mama, 'Where is God in this world?' She went to the mirror, just as she was told, and stared into her eyes till she could behold, 'I am God, living in the moment as love.' Oh yeah. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. I see God in me. I see God in me. I see God in you. I see God in you. I see God in us, I see God in us, living in the moment as love. I do my best now, just to be myself. It's so much easier than being anybody else. Let's enjoy each other's individuality while remembering our cosmic reality. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah, I'll say it again. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. I see God in me.
I see God in me.
I see God in you.
I see God in you.
I see God in us.
I see God in us.
Living in the moment as love. When I was just a little boy, I knew I was here to laugh and enjoy. I asked my daddy, what does it mean to pray? He said, if you're feeling bad, if you're feeling bad, just close your eyes and say, I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. I am God, living in the moment as love. Oh yeah. One more time.
Let my heart reflect your light, Lord, as the moon reflects the light of the sun. In love, always in love. Let my heart reflect your light, Lord, as the moon reflects the light of the sun. In love, always in love. Ooh, Allah, Allah, ooh, Allah, ooh, Allah, Allah, ooh, ooh, Allah, Allah, ooh, Allah, ooh, Allah, Allah, reflect your light, Lord, as the moon reflects the light of the sun. In love, always in love. Let my heart reflect your light, Lord, as the moon reflects the light of the sun. In love, always in love. Ooh, Allah, Allah, ooh,
dear listeners. Now, a key tool in anger management is patience. Now, patience is a mind that is able to accept fully and happily whatever occurs. Now, it is much more than just gritting your teeth and putting up with things. Being patient means to welcome wholeheartedly whatever arises, having given up the idea that things should be other than what they are. You know, it is always possible to be patient. There is no situation so bad that it cannot be accepted patiently with an open, accommodating and peaceful heart. So when patience is present in our mind, it is possible for unhappy thoughts to gain a foothold. There are many examples of people who have managed to practice patience even in the most extreme circumstances, such as under torture or in the final ravages of cancer. Although their body was ruined before beyond repair, deep down their mind remained at peace. By learning to accept the small difficulties and hardships that arise every day in course of our lives, gradually our capacity for patient acceptance will increase and we shall come to know for ourselves the freedom and joy that true patience brings. Swami says, "What is patience? Everyone thinks like this today. One click and one must get it. This is not correct. You must always have the patience to wait for it to come. But persevere for it. Act with purity. Talk with purity. Think with purity. Have the patience, but persevere. That is the must."
ಸಗೇವು ಓದಾರ್ಚುಚುಂದುವು ಉಪಶಮನ ಮೊಸಗೇವು ಓದಾರ್ಚುಚುಂದುವು ಜಾಡ್ಯಮುಲ ಬಾಪಿತಿ ಜನುಲನೆಲ್ಲ ದೀವಿಲ್ಚುಟೆ ನೀದು ದಿವ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ ನೀದು ದಿವ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ ದಿವ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ ನೀದು ದಿವ್ಯ ಲೀಲಾ
ఏ విద్యాలయం నిర్మించిన వ్యాపారం 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 కానీ ఉచితంగా పేదలను చూచి కరుణించేటువంటి వ్యక్తి కనిపించటం లేదు. కనుక పల్లెలు ఎందే ఇలాంటి పవిత్రమైన యొక్క శక్తిని అభివృద్ధి పరచాలని చెప్పిన సంకల్పించుకుని 100 కోట్ల వ్యయం చేత మన ప్రశాంతి నియమందు ఒక విధమైన వైద్యాలయం స్థాపించడానికి బైపాస్ సర్జరీ కానీ బ్రెయిన్ ఆపరేషన్ చేయటం కానీ అన్ని ఉచితంగానే. ప్రారంభోత్సవం కూడా అప్పుడే నిర్ణయించుకుందాం. 91 నవంబర్ 22 ఇది ప్రారంభోత్సవం చేస్తాం.
నాడు ఒక శుభవార్త అనౌన్స్ చేయవలసి వచ్చింది. మన భారతదేశం ప్రధానమంత్రి ప్రారంభించిన తర్వాత 15 నిమిషములకే డాక్టర్ ఆపరేషన్ ప్రారంభించారు. మూడు గంటల లోపల 4 పెద్ద ఆపరేషన్లు అంతా జరిగాయి. ఒక్కటి చాలా కాంప్లికేటెడ్, ఆ హార్ట్ లోపల రంధ్రం ఉంటుండాలి. అలాంటి ఆపరేషన్ కూడాను సక్సెస్ అయిపోయింది. అందరూ క్షేమంగా ఉన్నారు.
పేదవారికి కూడా పెద్ద ఆసుపత్రిలో ఉచితముగా వైద్యము సముచితముగా సమకూర్చి వేదనలు తొలగించి ఆదరించి చికిత్సను సగేవు చికిత్స లేక చికిత్సను సగేవు
వ్యాపార రీతిలో వ్యవహరించుట కాదు. రోగులకు దయతో సుఖయోగమునగూచి సుఖయోగమునగూచి చిరాయువును కలిగించి చిదానందమొలిగించి
పల్లెలకు వైద్య సదుపాయములు కలిగించి
అందరికీ స్వస్థతను అందిస్తూ సరిగా
ఆరోగ్య పెన్నిది నీ వందించు సన్నిధి
back, dear listeners. You know, in the end, like every other experience, anger is also a teacher. Managing or dealing with anger is about problem solving, understanding how anger affects you, and building skills to control that anger. Now, there are three main ways to manage anger in any given situation. First, relax. Now, you can't be relaxed and angry at the same time, can you? Now, think of anger as your boiling point. Now, if you turn down the temperature, you can keep yourself from boiling over. Learning to relax can help you lower your daily arousal level. So then when you're provoked, you have a much greater distance to travel before you get extremely mad. Next, use humor, as I had told before. It is also difficult to be angry when you're laughing. And it is easy to take life's annoyances too seriously. So making an effort to see the humor in your frustrations and aggravations can help to combat an automatic angry reaction. The next way is to manage anger by giving it some thought about the situation. That is, think deeply about the situation. So what are the steps involved in that? The first step, examine the evidence. If you have to see it in a very scientific way, what evidence supports your view of the situation. Second step is look for alternatives. What are some alternative way of viewing the situation or conflict? Now, can you think of some other explanations for why this has happened? What evidence supports the alternate explanations? A third step is to develop empathy. Now, empathy is another great way to deal with anger. Now, you may feel angry when you think that the other person's behavior was intended to hurt you in some way. Now, often, other people's behavior has nothing to do with your personality. It usually reflects how they are coping with things in their own lives. So to make empathy work for you, ask yourself, what does this situation feel like for the other person?
Dear Lord, we pray, grace us with your love this day.
At your feet, dear Lord, we pray, grace us with your love this day.
Sai Baba, Sai Baba, you are Krishna, you are Rama.
Sai Baba, Sai Baba, you are Krishna, you are Rama.
Oh Baba, oh Baba, you are Mother, you are Father.
Oh.
your feet.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So as we bring this topic of anger management to a close, let us reflect on some words from Swami regarding this reflective universe. Swami says, God you think, God you are, dust you think, dust you are. The entire universe, according to Swami, is reflection, reaction, and resound. Swami gives us the example of the little boy who told his mother that there was someone hiding in the hills who scolded him every day. And with a smile, the mother taught him the principle of the echo and told him, always speak lovingly to him and you will see what a nice person he is. Dear sisters and brothers, the universe is a mirror. What we hold up to it is what we get in return. If we hold something we like, then that is what we get. On the contrary, if we hold up something unpleasant, even if we don't like it, that is what the universe will give us in return too. A mirror only reflects. So similarly, the situations that provoke anger in us, that we see on the outside, is simply a reflection of what is going on the inside. So the onus is on us to hold good thoughts, good feelings, and do good deeds. Because remember, as we sow, so we reap. So with that, I hope this segment of Love to Love has been beneficial and informational for all the listeners. Please join us again next week for another episode of Good Music and Food for the Soul. And till next time, this is Chandu Vijay signing off with a prayer that may all the beings in all the worlds be happy, happy and happy. Stay tuned. At 3:30 p.m. we will have Brother Ganesh with the live Telugu segment, Sri Satya Sai Divya Sandesha Jhari.
Saint God and my dear old cat, hearing the sound in a single-handed clap, glimpsing the light in a fallen leaf, sensing its presence in the midst of my grief, feeling the one in the smile of a child, seeing its love flowing gentle and mild, praising God in all that I do, knowing the truth that it's in me and you. Touching the hearts of everyone I see, looking inside, being whole with me, catching a song that's coming from within, giving up life based on fear and sin, seeking to know that which sets us free, releasing it all and coming back to be. See God in each other, in a friend and enemy, a brother. See God
floating through the crowd, revealing the light as he dispels the cloud. Embracing his love as it captivates my soul, receiving the faith that I am now made whole. Laying my life at the feet of this one, no longer concerned with what I am to become, finding it all here in the presence of sight. In order to live, I must be willing to die. See God in each other, in a friend and enemy, a brother. See God in all its wonder. See God living in you, living as
ఎంత బా